This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So that we're clear, one of the first things that happened when I was confirmed as CIA director was signal was loaded onto my computer at the CIA, as it is for most CIA officers. One of the things that I was briefed on very early, Senator, was by the CIA records management folks about the use of signal as a permissible work use.
Yeah, that is the CIA Director Ratcliffe there explaining this yesterday during the committee hearing there on the Senate, where the focus was on how dare you with Signal. Obviously, somehow an errant phone number was added to this. Ratcliffe didn't know the guy's number. Hegseth doesn't have the guy's number. It's unclear exactly how that happened, and they are investigating it to figure all of that out right now. Fortunate to have with us James Robbins right now, Dean of Academics, of course, at the IWP, and that is, the Institute of World Politics. Sorry about that. He's a former special assistant to the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Mr. Robbins, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Thank you for your time. I'm sure by this time you probably watched some of that hearing. I think maybe there's a second day of it today. It was a preset hearing. It was already planned to go on. It just so happened to happen the day after, coincidentally, this news broke.
Yeah, lucky them, right?
Yeah, because, no kidding.
They had to face all of this umbrage, particularly coming from the Democratic side about, you know, how dare you and, you know, people must resign and all this other stuff. They never got that upset about the collapse of Kabul in Afghanistan, but now apparently people have to resign.
Yeah. Let's talk about Signal. I mean, you worked in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. You just heard the Director Ratcliffe say that the use of Signal is pretty commonplace among people with security clearances. Am I correct about that?
Oh, yeah, it's extremely commonly used in Washington, and particularly since COVID. I think COVID was really what set Signal off, people downloading it and using it. And ever since then, because it's a fairly secure network, just in general, it's secure. People have used it a lot for communications. It's extremely common in government.
I don't think anybody, and I could be wrong, will defend the fact that a journalist ended up on this string. But if you hear some on the left describe it, it's like the greatest failure of national security in our history.
Yes. I mean, it's such an exaggeration. I mean, what we saw, if you look at the conversation, and I saw this morning that they've released the whole thing, this is the Principals Committee of the National Security Council engaging in deliberations regarding a strike. This wasn't the war plans, which, as the National Security Advisor said, was transmitted on the high side, that is through the, you know, highly secure networks. They were just talking about a few little issues, like regarding the timing and stuff like that. Nothing was really compromised. Of course, the attack went off fine. It was just that because of a human error, that is adding Jeffrey Goldberg to the distro list, you know, a journalist was able to surveil this conversation as it went on. But, you know, to call this like this, you know, Watergate or something, it's crazy.
I keep hearing people talking about SCIP, which I've read is Security Cooperation Information Portal. Are you familiar with that and how the government uses that either in conjunction with Signal or separately?
Not as familiar with that. That's a later development from when I was in. But I do know about things like JWICS, which is a communication system that we have. And you have to also understand that the phones that they're using are probably government-issued devices with very advanced encryption and, you know, anti-spyware and stuff like that. So it's not just like someone picked up their phone and downloaded Signal. We're talking about a very elaborate setup with controlled networks and things like that.
Yeah, you know, Kim and I pointed this out yesterday that we had an example here with Anheuser-Busch InBev in St. Louis when the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing happened. They needed a good crisis management team, and they could have avoided a lot of the fallout from that. And I said yesterday that Pete Hegseth denying that it ever happened was probably not the best reaction. Kim said he should have just said, yeah, that happened, we're looking into it. I mean, that would have been a much better answer than saying, this guy's a liar, and that never happened.
You know, they ambushed him coming right off a plane. I don't think he had all the facts or knew everything that was going on with this breaking story. The fact is that the more you look into this, the less important it seems. And again, this was just the National Security Council doing its job of deliberating, trying to come up with the best advice for the president. There was nothing particularly, classified or too exciting about what they were talking about. It was merely the timing of the attack. And in the end, the president made the decision. It went forward and was successful. So people really shouldn't be upset about this.
No, I think it's good to get your perspective on it because, I mean, none of us know about Signal past what we've been able to read on the Internet the last 24 hours. So it's probably the first time a lot of people had ever even heard the word. James Robbins, thank you for your time. Where can people find more about IWP?
Come to our website, iwp.edu. We're a graduate school of national security in Washington. We have PhDs and master's degrees, and most of our students go into government.
Outstanding. Mr. Robbins, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, have a great day. We appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.